Today's Shir Masechet Baba Metzia, Daf Lamed Aleph. We will begin on Daf Lamed Amud Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. Eizo Aveda asked the Mishnah, which is the Aveda which the Torah Kedosh says one has to return? Says the Mishnah, Matza Chamor Apara Roim Bederech, and one found a donkey or a cow on the road. Ein zu aveda. That's not considered an aveda. And the person who left them there obviously left them there deliberately, and one doesn't have to do anything, just leave them where they are. However, if you found chamor, or donkey of kalev chafuchim, its saddle is upside down, pararotza ben akramim, we have found a cow running in a vineyard, in these cases, harezu aveda, that's considered an aveda, because the way that they're wandering makes it clear that they were lost. Chzira, if somebody found an aveda and he returned it to its owner, and then barcha, it ran away. Chzira, and he returns it barcha, and he returned it again. The halacha is afila arba v'chamish panim. Even if this happened a number of times, the halacha is chayv lachzira. He has to continue return it. Shenemra pashiv tashivim lachicha. You have to keep on returning it. The achroinim debate when we have this halacha that we have to keep on returning a lost object. How does the halacha view this? Does the halacha view this as a new act of returning every time it's considered a new act of returning, or is it one long continuation? If the person is redoing Hashavas Aveda, because he's doing Hashavas Aveda, he can't work, and therefore he's not going to get paid the seller that he normally would get paid for that time. The halacha is, he may not say to the person who found it, cannot say to the person who lost it, tainly seller, reimburse me for the time. El nice and light for taking care of your aveda. El nice and like a schar batel. He has to pay him as for not working. There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. How do I understand what does this mean? Rashi says that let's say this person works, and now because he's going to have to take care of the aveda, he can't do his normal job. So the halacha is he gets paid, according to Rashi, he gets paid the lesser. That means if he's usually getting paid $20 an hour, but he has a hard job and he's willing to take less, but to have an easier job, and Hashavas Aveda is certainly easier than his regular job. So the halacha tells him, get paid at the lesser rate. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara, the halacha. Tosfos learns that the way he gets paid is if he were willing to go on vacation. Let's say somebody says, well, I won't get paid today, I won't have to go work, but even though I won't go to work, what much will I be willing to get a vacation day? That's the amount he's willing. That's how much he gets paid. That's what the Mishnah means to say. The halacha is that when it comes to teaching Torah, the Gemara in Masechet Nedarim Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph says, "Ma ani bechinam," just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us Torah, it doesn't charge us. "Af atem bechinam," you when you teach Torah may not ask for pay. And that's why the halacha is that you're not allowed to ask to get paid for teaching except for schar b'teila. And the Evan Ezel asked that the Rambam in Hilchot says that b'kaima shebehem nagu lita schar t'mur shavas aveda. Says if you live in a place where people do get paid for doing Hashavas Aveda, muta linakein. So the Evan Ezel asks, is that a halacha in all mitzvahs, where we're not allowed to get paid if the minig is to get paid, we're allowed to get paid. So he says that there's a difference between Liman HaTorah where versus all other mitzvahs. A mitzvah that you do, so the reason you do the mitzvah is you're doing it for yourself, but the tzibur could make that a rule that you should get paid. However, because they are doing this for the benefit of the tzibur, but it seems that by Torah you can't make such a rule. Another point that Rav Moshe Sternberg shlit in the Shas of Tshuvas van Hagas, Chela Gimel Choshe Mishpat, Simen Tov Samach Gimel, says that even though, as we're learning now, you're really not allowed to get paid for Hashavas Aveda, the halach is, all Hashavas Aveda requires is that you should announce that you found this lost object. And that the person who lost it should come pick it up. But Hashavas Aveda does not require or does not demand that you return it to the place of the owner. The halacha, and therefore, if you go out of your way to return it to the owner's home, for that you're allowed to collect the salary. So, you're not allowed to ask for salary for doing the mitzvah Shavas Aveda, or nice like a schar bottle, or you're allowed to get a schar kapayel, you're only allowed to get your pay as we just described. However, im yesham, if there are three people over there, which constitute a bezdin, master mifneim, mifnei bezdin, you could make a condition that you're not going to do Hashavas Aveda unless you get paid in full. The main shom bezdin, but if there is no bezdin, mifnei miyasna, so how can you make that stipulation? The lochish loy kodem. You could take care of whatever you need for yourself first before doing anything else. So we learned in our Mishnah that the Torah, that under certain circumstances, it's obvious that this is a lost object, and certain circumstances, it's not. Says the Gemara, Ata kol amrinan lavavedu, all these cases that we learned in this perek are not considered an aveda, that our Mishnah just began now, is aveda. Amr Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, kach kamer. This is the way to understand our Mishnah. Is a klal aveda shechayba. Our Mishnah is looking to establish a rule. A Mishnah is coming to teach us a rule how to determine what is an Aveda and what is not. Ezu Kla Aveda Shechayba, and Sefer it says, Matzachamah Paroi Mederach Ein Zah Aveda, it's not in the category of an Aveda, and therefore Lemchayba, there's no Din of Hashavas Aveda, whereas Hamar V'Kelef Hafuchim, or Paro V'Rotz Ben Akramim, that is considered Harezu Aveda, that is considered and that is considered an aveda umchayba, and under those circumstances, you will be mechuyev to return it. Says the Gemara, ula olam, is that the halacha that when you see an animal wandering, it's not going to be considered an aveda, no matter how long you see it wandering. Says the Gemara, miyudam rav. For the first 3 days, you need not be concerned that's an Aveda. After 3 days, indeed, it becomes an Aveda. Ask the Gemara, Hechidami, exactly what does this mean? If we see them at night, then I feel a Chadasha Nami. People don't put out their animals at night. And the fact that they're put out at night is clearly indication, the fact that they're wandering at night is clearly an indication that they are an Aveda. Vibi Mama asked the Gemara, if this is happening by day, then I feel tuvanamiloi. They constantly are putting out their animals, and why would that be an indication that this is an aveda? Says the Gemara, loitzrich de havel chazle b'chadmos b'chashachta. We're speaking about a case we saw them early in the morning or late at night. If you see tlosa yomim, if you see it for 3 days, that the animal went out early or kept out late. Tfei, but if this is happening more than 3 days, vade aveda, he is certainly an aveda. Tainam yehochi, says the Gemara, we learn a brisa. Motza talus, if you found a talus or kardim, you found a tool, besratya, in a public thoroughfare, or parrotzim in a krumim, we find this animal walking amongst the vineyard, harez aved, it's considered an aveda. Talis b'tzad geder, but if you found a talis next to the fence, or you found kardim b'tzad geder, you found the tools next to the fence, or pararab and akramim, I guess, roya, not running, ain't aved, in these cases, it's not aveda. When is that? Shloshim yamim, but if shloshim yam zechazah, if you find this for 3 consecutive days, then harez aved, it's considered an aveda. Moreover, if you see water coming, that you see if you see a flood coming, then the halacha is hareza goyim b'fneihem. You have to put up a fence because that's considered an aveda. And actually, we learn from this Gemara a new concept in Hilchos Hashavas Aveda. If somebody sees that somebody's electricity is on, and it's in a situation where it's clear that the person left it on by mistake, there's certain people that are just not careful, and they can leave their electricity on for long periods of time. But there are other people who are normally careful, and here he finds somebody else's electricity on, he sees his air conditioning on. The halacha is that it's your obligation to try to save that person. And if you could shut off the electricity, you could shut the air conditioner. That is in the klal of Hashavas Aveda. And moreover, the Chashuk Yechem gives an example. If somebody is in a place where there is his laundry is hanging out to dry, and there's an impending rain, and you have the ability to save that person from his clothing getting soaking wet, that is also included in the halacha of Hashavas Aveda. Another example that I saw, if somebody sees that there's a break-in into somebody's business or to somebody's home, the halacha is that you have an obligation of trying to call the police or trying to do whatever you can to prevent that from happening. You have to do whatever you can to help prevent the person from suffering a loss. Or if you are aware, the Sefer Mishpatei Torah discusses, if you are aware of someone who owns a business and the person who owns the business has employees or others who are taking money or are embezzling from him, and you can do something to save that person from that loss, that also is, as we just learned, in the case of in the Kilun Shemus Aveda. However, if you're concerned, or there's a reason to be concerned, that if you're going to report these people, you or your family could end up being in danger, then the halacha is that you should not report it. But here too, the question is, what does that mean? If it means that they could put you into physical danger, these individuals, then your obligation is to do whatever you can to stop them from embezzling or stealing for somebody else, causing that person a loss. If there's physical danger, you're not obligated. But if it's only that it's going to be uncomfortable, he says, then you have to do what you have to do to save that person from any loss. Amarava, the pasuk says, "V'chein tase l'chol avedus achicha." What does the Torah teaches us with the chol avedus achicha? Says the Rava, a person's property is getting lost, you have to also do whatever you can to help him. And the Evan Ozel explains that maybe Aveda is only in a situation where the object that is lost is not under the control of the person who owns it. But here, Karka is wherever it is, it's yours. Maybe that wouldn't be included. That's why we need a pasuk to teach us that it is included. The Shita quotes the Ravid, who says, the pasuk says, L'chol avedus achicha asher tova mimenu. So these are 2 klals. And the Torah says also that there's only a chiv of aveda of by se, chamor se, and simla. Karka is not similar to that. So maybe we should learn a klal of pratu klal, that only something which is similar to shor se, of a silma, is chai v'shavas aveda, and it would exclude karka. comes Rav to say that's not the way to learn the Pasuk. And the Torah Tumim explains that maybe we would think that only something which is lost is considered in the parasha of Shavas Aveda. But something which is getting ruined, but it's not getting lost, is not included. That's why the Pasuk teaches us, Rava, even something getting ruined, not lost, is included in the rule of Shavas Aveda. Amar Rav Chananya L'Rava, Tanya the Sailach, I will bring you a brisa that supports what you just taught us. Ram Maim Sheshoit from Boim, if somebody sees water coming, Harei Zagoyd B'fneim, he's allowed to, he's supposed to make a fence. So you see that even though it's not, that it's karka, there's a din of Hashavas Aveda. He said, Amalei, so Rav said to Rav Chananya, Ime Shemha, if you want to prove my halacha from here, it's not compelling. Loi Tesai, it's not a compelling proof. Because we could say, Hachem Ma'iskinen, that this price is referring to a situation, B'deka Amrim, where there are stacks on the field. And since there are stacks there, so they're metatlin, and that's what you're trying to save. But we don't have a proof what is going to be the halacha when there's when the only consideration is the karka itself. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that that is what is meant? Idika Umran, if there's stacks on it, so of course it's included in the halacha of Shavas Aveda. Maila Memra. And says the Gemara, Leitzricha, the Umran that we're speaking about, this by Umran the Tzricha L'Ara, that they're still connected to the ground. Madu Taima, we can maybe think that Kivin the Tzricha L'Ara, since they're still connected to the ground, Kiguf the Ara Damyan, and they should be considered like the ground itself, Kamash Malon. But what the halacha by Karka itself is, we can't learn from this, we can't necessarily learn from this Braisa. We learned in the Mishnah, we found a donkey or a cow on the road, ain't Aveda. But if we found a donkey with its saddle upside down, or an animal running in the vineyard, that is an Aveda. Ask the Gemara, Hagufakasha. If we learn the Mishnah well, we'll find a seeming contradiction in the Mishnah. Amrit, first we learned Matzachamar Paroi Mederach, Einzu Aveda. So we see from here, Roy Mederach Udalav Aveda. If they're on the regular road, that is not considered an Aveda. Because we don't have to worry that they're going to get damaged, because it's not running, it's just wandering. And moreover, it's on a road. Harotza Mederach. If it was running on the road, or Roy Bedekramim, or it's wandering by the Kramim, so you don't have the two reasons that we just said why it shouldn't be an Aveda, and therefore it seems that the Mishnah would tell us that under those circumstances, have Aveda would be considered an Aveda. But continues the Gemara, Amos Seifa, let's continue learning the Mishnah. We learned at the end of the Mishnah, Chamar v'Kelev Chafuchim, Parrotza Bedekramim, Hareza Avod. So we see, the when is an Aveda, number one, it's because it's Rotza, and number two, because it's Ben Akramim, not on the road. That's when it's an Aveda. Ha Rotza B'derech, but if it would be running on the Derech, then even though it's running, but since it's not in the Kerem, it's in the Derech, it's not going to be Aveda. Similarly, Roy Ben Akramim ain't Aveda. If it's Ben Akramim, but it's wandering, not running, so how do we understand the Mishnah? Amalei. So Abaya says the way to understand the Mishnah, Yagdal of Reyoi, we combine the Reisha and the Sefer, and by combining the Reisha and the Sefer, we'll be able to understand what is the halacha. Tana Roy Bederech, when it's Roy Bederech, it's not an Aveda. We'll learn from here the Roy Bederechromim. If it's wandering, not running, since it's wandering, it'll never be an Aveda. And then from the Sefer we'll learn, Rotz ben Akram dava Aveda, because it's running a ben Akramim. But who adin, the Rotz ben Aderech. In other words, the halacha now will be that Rotza, when it's running, it's always going to be an Aveda. And when it's wandering, it's never going to be an Aveda. Amalei Rava, says Rava, if that's the way you're learning the Mishnah, ask the Gemara that the Mishnah should be combined the Reisha and Sefer. And the difference will be Rotza or Roya. Listen to Kilosoi, the Mishnah should have told us the bigger Chiddush. And from there we'll learn Koshke Chamirta, and then we'll learn the other Halacha. Listen, Rots B'derech Dav Aveda would tell us that if it's running in the Derech, so even though it's on the Derech, but since it's running, you will buy a hold that as soon as it's running, it's an Aveda. So we will be able to extrapolate that certainly when it's Rots Ben Akramim, it's not. It's going to be an Aveda. And on the other hand, we listen a bit right, because Ben Akramim is more of a reason it should be an Aveda, because it's not where it normally is. And on the other hand, asks Rava Tabaya, Velisni, Roy Ben Akramim, why didn't the Mishnah tell us that when it's wandering in the Kerem, since it's wandering, and you, Abaye, just told us that whenever it's wandering, it's not an Aveda. So you should have, the Mishnah should have told us the Halacha, that Roy Ben Akramim is not an Aveda, and from there we'll be able to extrapolate that Koshkein, Roy B'derech, is not considered an Aveda. And actually, the Shita says that the Gemara could have asked a different question. Rava could have asked the question in a simpler manner. Rava could have asked that the Mishnah should just said that whenever it's Ratza, whenever it's running, it is an Aveda, and whenever it's Roya, it's not an Aveda, and we wouldn't have to introduce Kerem and Derech. And therefore, Ella Omer Rava, the way to understand it is as follows. Rotz ha-rotz le-kasha, ha da afik le-gabe davra, the ratio that we learned that it's not, the rotz is an aveda, is speaking where it's running towards an open, running away from the city. And therefore, since it's running away from the city, it's an indication that it's an aveda. Ha da afik le-gabe masa, but if it's running towards the city, then it's not going to be an aveda. Similarly, says Rava, Roya, a royal akasha. Kan Aveda Skufa, if the animal itself is getting ruined, we're not going to, if the concern is about the animal, if the animal is in a place where it's not going to get hurt, we don't have to be concerned that it's in a Veda. Even, and therefore, in a Kerem, we don't need to be concerned that the animal is going to get hurt, and therefore, even in a Kerem, it's not a concern. Kan, the Sefer, is speaking about Veda's karka. We're concerned about the property itself. And says the Gemara, Ki ketani roi b'derech le'av aveda. When do we say that roi b'derech is not an aveda? Which we were medayik from that. Harab ben akramim have aveda. We're not talking about the animal. Because it's in a kerem, and a kerem is where different things grow, therefore, the halacha is that it's an aveda, because of the Veda's karka. V'chik tanoi, and when the Mishnah said that Rotsa ben Akrama have Aveda, which seems to indicate that if it was Roya ben Akrama, wouldn't have Aveda, is the focus is on Aveda's kufa, on the animal itself. The Rotsa ben Akrama, when it's running, it's going to get misakva, it's going to get entangled with all the branches, and it could hurt itself. If it's Roya ben Akrama, if it's just walking there, so it's not going to get hurt, loy misakva. Ask the Gemara, Roy ben Akramim. Yes, when the animal is wandering in the Kerem, so the animal itself is not in danger. Ned loy misakva. But ask the Gemara, typically, Mishum Vedas Karka. But why are we not concerned about the property? And says the Gemara, we're speaking about a property of the Kusi that doesn't belong to a Jew, and therefore there's no Chiev of Hashavas Aveda. But ask the Gemara, if we're talking about the property of a Kuti, so now there's a new consideration. If my animal or someone's animal wandered into the Kuti's property, why are we not concerned? But typically, Mishum Aveda Skufa, we should be worried about the animal, the Dilma Katula. We have to be concerned that maybe the Kuti, who owns that property, will kill the animal. Answers the Gemara, but ask for the master Adra Ketli. They don't just kill animals that wander into their property. They first warn the person. Says the Gemara, so maybe that's the case here. But Del Maserba, maybe the Kuti warned this person. So why shouldn't we be concerned? Answers the Gemara, if that is indeed what happened, if the person was warned and he ignored the warning, So that becomes aveda midasi. That's considered that he deliberately did it to himself, and we don't have to be concerned about a shavas aveda. We learned in the Mishnah, chazira ubarka, even if it happened many times, the halach is you have to keep on doing hashavas aveda. Amalo haumer abon and larova. Ema, maybe the words hashav to shivim should be taught us, hashav chad zimna, return it once. To shivim teaches us trei zimni, but not more than twice. But we just learned in the Mishnah that there is no limit. Amalei says, so Rava responded, when the Pasuk says, Hashev, hafila mei pam mashma, it means even 100 times. To Shivim, only el beisoi, we would think that you only have to return it to his home. Leginosoi, uchvasoi, minayim, how do we know if we didn't return it to the home, but we turned it to his property, it's satisfactory. Minayim, tamalayma, to Shivim, come back as long as you returned it. Ask the Gemara, what does this halacha mean? Hey, chidami, eat the mintra if you return it to a place where it will be properly watched, pshita, that you fulfill the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. Veid the loy mintra, and if you brought it to a place where it's not properly watched, amai, why would it be considered that you did the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda? Answers the Gemara loy the mintra. You brought it to a place where it will be properly protected. Va'kamashmalon, the loy bein and das bala. You don't, returning it doesn't mean that the owner necessarily needs to know that you returned it. And this goes back to something that we learned earlier. That in all situations, and if I'm watching something of yours, or if I stole something of yours, that's only considered that I returned it if the owner knows that I returned it. Chutz v'ashavas aveda. Except by the halacha of shavas aveda, the Torah rips Hashavas Harbe, the Torah says that as long as I return it in the place where it's going to be safe, the halacha is that you fulfill the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. There's a din in the Torah of Shaluch HaKain. The mitzvah of Shaluch HaKain is Shalach to Shaleichas Eim, send away the mother, Vesamanim Tikach Lach, and keep the children. Eima. So again, ask the Gemara, maybe the way to learn the Pasuk is Shalach Chad Zimna, send it once to Shaleach Trei Zimni, but there won't be a mitzvah to do it more than 2 times. Yet, ask the Gemara, the Mishnah Masech Techulin, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, Amar Aleph teaches us that it, as long as the mother keeps coming back, you do the mitzvah Shaluch HaKein. Amalei, so he says Shaleach means Afil Mei Pam Mashma, even 100 times, to Shaleach, Enli El Advar Shus. When does this halacha apply that you're taking the bird for your own use? But if you take a ledvar mitzvah, let's say we know that the Torah teaches us that part of the procedure of mitzvah getting tahor is bringing birds, minayin, how do we know that that in such circumstances there still is a mitzvah of shluch hakein? Talmalayma, the shalach become makom. The halacha is that under all circumstances. And as I saw the Rishonim explain, the mitzvah of taharas mitzvah is a mitzvah in itself, because the mitzvah while he's tameh may not have relations with his wife, and maybe in order to help to facilitate that now this couple will be able to have relations, do you allow to take the mother and not be concerned? We now have to be concerned with the mitzvah of Shaluch HaKan. Teaches us the Torah that even under such circumstances, the mitzvah of Shaluch HaKain would still be relevant. Another question. The Torah says, Chachiach techiach hasem yisecha. Veima, maybe what the Torah means to say is Chachiach chodazimna. Once you should tell a person if he's doing something that he shouldn't be doing. Chadazimna. Techiach is trei zimna. But that's it. Amalei, so Rava said no. Hacheach means afil mei pam mashma. Even means 100 times. Techiach, only al rav la talmud. We would say that only the chiva techacha is from a rebbe to a talmud. Talmud la rav. How do we know that this halacha also applies from also applies in a circumstance where it's the other way around. The Talmud should be saying to the Rebbe, maybe you should not be doing this. Under all circumstances. So I saw that the Sefer Cheshev Sefer explains what does the Torah mean to say Hachiach to Chiach Afilamei upon him. He said what the Torah is teaching us is that a person starts thinking, I'm giving Teichacha and I want to accomplish something. But here, I'm doing it so many times, what am I accomplishing? Says the Torah that you aren't supposed to be thinking that way. Hachiach techiach afilu meir ta'amim. And the Pasuk says, v'loisus alav chet. And don't think that there was no purpose in what I did. Another pshat that I saw is that sometimes the better way of guiding somebody in what to do is not telling them you're doing this and this and this, telling him all the things that he's doing wrong, because then the person won't accept it. You're supposed to say it in bite-sized pieces. Say it may pomim. Divide it up into the bite-sized pieces, and like that you'll be able to accomplish what you need to do. But then I saw that the Sefer Chesed Avram quotes the word from the Baal Shem. The Gemara says that Ein Adoyma, Haloimed May Pomim, you can't compare somebody who learns something 100 times, Leiman May Pom Vechet, to somebody learns it 101 times. And the Baal Shem says, what is the difference between 100 and 101 that Chazal mean to teach us? So Baal Shem said, it doesn't mean 100, learning something 100 times versus learning it 101 times. What it means to say is, the ve'echod means to say, if when you learn something, you have the echod, you have a Kaddish Baruch Hu in front of you, then your learning will accomplish. But if you don't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of you when you're learning, then there's no point in your learning. You can't compare the learning when there's an Echad. And the same thing is the here too. When you give somebody, when you tell somebody to do something better, to be better, if you give it to him with the Echad, when you say to him, you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in mind, then what you say will have a purpose. But when you say it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not what you're thinking about, then you're not going to accomplish. The Meir Pa'amim is not the amount of times, but it means who and why are you telling the person what he should or shouldn't be doing it. And if you're telling it to him, and the goal and the accomplishment you have in telling him is because you want to bring him to the Echad, you want to bring him closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, then you will be successful. The Torah tells us, we're going to be speaking about this halacha extensively. If you see somebody's your enemy's donkey on a burden, will you hold back from helping him? On the Torah demands of us as of tazav imay, only ella ba'al of imay. So this halacha maybe only is applicable if the owner is helping. Ain ba'al of imay, if the owner can't help, and we're going to discuss that's only if the owner can't help or he's not there. But if he can help, then he does have to help. But in a case where that is impossible, manayin, that you still have to do what you have to do, tamaloymer. As of Tazav become Makim. The Torah says you have to also help load up the animal. The Pasuk says, Hokim Takim Imai, Eli Baal of Imai. I would think that that locha is only when the owner is there. Ein Baal of Imai Minayin. How do we know when the owner is not there? Teaches us, Minayin Tam Lima, Hokim Takim become Makim. Ask the Gemara, why do we have to have two psukim, one about unloading the animal and one about loading the animal? Answer the Gemara Tzrichi. We need to have two psukim. Dikas Rachmana Priko, if the Torah would only speak about helping taking off the load from the animal, because there's a concern of Tzar Bal Chaim, and also Vikach Chasar and Kis. The animal, when it's overloaded, is going to get ruined. However, Avotina, when it comes to load the animal. So the animal is not in distress. The lafts are bal chai mikka, and v'lo chasor and kis ikka, a maloi, that you shouldn't be obligated. V'yash minatina, so says the Gemara, so the Torah should have told us the halacha that you have to help load the animal, but there, the halacha is mishum de b'schar. A person is allowed to demand payment to help load the animal. Al prika, when it comes to unload the animal, the bechinam, where you're not allowed to ask for payment, emaloi, maybe you're not obligated. Tzricha, that's why the Torah had to teach us the halacha, both by prika and tina. Ask the Gemara, ul Rav Shimon, but according to the opinion of Shimon, that teaches us in Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, that af tina bechinam, that even loading the animal, you're supposed to not get paid for. So now we're back to where we started. Ma'ikel Meima answers the Gemara. We don't know which pasuk is speaking about prika and which pasuk is speaking about tina. And that's why we need to have two different pasukim. So now ask the Gemara. Lomelei l'michtav hanitarti. Why did the Torah have to teach us both the halacha prika and tina? And also teach us Lomelei l'michtav, and also teach us the halacha of Hashavas Aveda. Aren't they all in the same family? So the Meram Shif asks if the focus here is because they're all in the same family of helping someone else. So the Torah said Geneva and Gzela are also in the family of not hurting somebody else. Says the Gemara that you can't compare, says the Meram Shif, you can't compare the Geneva and Aveda. He says, when we speak about Prik and Tina, the person, if you left to its own situation, the animal will die. If you leave this lost object, it'll be an unretrievable loss. But in the case of Gzeva Gzela, if you won't steal, it'll be where it is. It'll be fine. Tzriche. So the Mardik Siv Hani Tarta, if we would only have met just Prikvatina, Shum the Tsar the Misa Isa, because this Tsar, Tsar the Dei Isa, there's tsar to the owner, and there's tsar to the animal. Avel, Aveda, when we speak about a Shavas Aveda, the tsar de Mara Isa, the owner who lost the object, is indeed distressed. However, the tsar de Dolesa, the lost object is not in distress. Emeloi, there wouldn't be a chiv. V'yashmin Aveda, shum delesa lemara bahada, the owner isn't there. And therefore, it becomes our obligation to help the owner. Avel hani tarti, when we speak about Precantino, this Lamar Bahada, where the owner is there, Emaloi, then there's no Chiv of Precantino. Let the owner take care of it. That's why Tzricha, we had to mention all these halachas. The halacha is that a murderer is Chayiv to be killed with Saif by stabbing. Mais Yumas Hamaka, the Torah says Ritzeichu. Enle Al Bamisak Suba. So we think that only if we could give the perpetrator the death sentence that the Torah prescribed. How do we know if we can't give that death sentence? Do what you can. And again, the focus of the Gemara in all these cases is to teach us why the Torah says this double wording. Hakasaka. Again, the halacha is that a person, if you have a city that's a ir anidachas, that most of the people of that city worshipped Avodah Zarah. So the halacha is that if an individual worships Avodah Zarah, the misa is skila. But when it's a ir anidachas, that most of the people of the city worshipped Avodah Zarah, the halacha is sayif. So again, says the Gemara, Enli Ella. We would think that the only way to punish the ear and the dachas is with saif. That you can't do saif. Do what you can. The Torah speaks about a mashkin. And the Torah says that if you take a mashkin, you have to return it. If you took something that he needs at night, linen, etc., you have to return it at night, every night. If you took something that he needs by day, you took tools with which he works by day, you have to return it every morning. Only Al Mishkan of Rishus Bezdin. A Bezdin is the one that took the Mashkin. However, Mishkan Ashloi Rishus Bezdin, if he took it without Bezdin's permission, he just took a Mashkin, Menayin, from where would we know that you have the halacha, the same halacha to do so? Tamalaymer, Hashav Teshiv Mekom Makom, under all circumstances. So, of course, the Rishonim ask, why would we make a difference only by Bezdin this halacha would apply? Without Bezdin, the halacha should not apply. If anything, we should say just the opposite. So, the Rishonim answer that if somebody has Bezdin standing behind him, and he takes a mashkin, and he's going to return it. So he knows that even though he's returning the mashkin, and by him returning the mashkin, the chance, there's a real chance that he'll never get back his money, but he has Bezdin standing behind him. And since he has Bezdin standing behind him, that gives him the confidence not to be worried about returning the mashkin. But in a case where what he's doing is completely on his own, and he doesn't have the support of Bezdin behind him, maybe if he's going to return the Mashkin, he'll be left with no way of getting back his money. Still, the halacha is, Hashav Teshivei Mikom Mokim. The Torah says, Bat is halacha, Chavol Tachboil. Eli Ela Mishkanai Brishus. Mishkanai Shalai Brishus. If you don't have Bezdin behind you, Menayin, that this halacha still applies, Tamalai Mechavol Tachboil Mikom Mokim. So ask the Gemara, so why do we need two psukim to teach us the same halacha? Vahani trei kro lamli, why do we need two psukim to teach us the same halacha? Answer the Gemara, chad l'ksus yoim, that if you took something that he needs by day, so you could keep it by night, but every day you should give it back to him. Vahad l'ksus laila, something that he has at night, give it back to him every night, and you could take it back by day. The Torah says, regarding the mitzvah of tzedakah, maybe the obligation of giving tzedakah is only to people in your city, that some from a different city, continues the pasuk, it's again in the pasuk of tzedakah, we would think, but only if you could give a large gift in the mitzvah of tzedakah. Matanama etas menayin. How do you know that the Torah says that maybe the Torah doesn't mean that you should give a small gift? Because if you're giving a small gift, you're obviously an individual with not a lot of money. And maybe you shouldn't be giving the little money that you have away. Tamaloyma, nosan titum kamakim. We have to give tzedakah no matter what. So there's an interesting question that, what's the halacha if you have a person who is wealthy, but he's stingy, and the halacha is, do you have to give him tzedakah or not? The Shulchan Aruch says that if somebody is stingy and doesn't want to take care of himself, we don't have to give him tzedakah. However, the Paiskim say, what's going to be halacha about his if his family is in consideration, then the halacha is you have to give the family. Because if he's not, he doesn't care about himself, we don't have to care about him, but we do have to care about his family. There are those that say that even maybe he we should give, because maybe he is suffering from an illness. And the same question will come up if somebody could work. And if he'll work, he'll earn money, and he won't need tzedakah. But he doesn't want to go to work. Are we obligated to give him tzedakah? And here too, there are two issues. One issue is his family, and certainly his family should not have to suffer. And if it's nebuch, an illness, that this person should go to work, but he doesn't, then maybe we still have to help him. Hanuk tanukloi, the Torah says the mitzvah anok, when an eved leaves, we have to give him severance. Hanuk tanukloi mitzoncha mekercha meyikvecha. So the says Gemara again, what's the point of Hanuk Tanuk? Only Elish and his Baruch Abayis Begloloi. Maybe only when he was successful and he brought a bracha into that home, that's where Manikin, we have to give him Hanukkah. However, He didn't bring any bracha to the home. Minayin that there's still a mitzvah hanaka. Tamalayma tanik tanik loy hanik tanik become mukin. But ask the Gemara. Only if he was successful is there a din of Hanukkah. Loin is Baruch HaBayis B'Golola. A Manikin. So now we're back to where we started. Tanik, Lamali. Answers the Gemara. Dibetar Kolosh Adam. But Tosfos makes a very important point. Now that we learned this new concept of Dibetar Kolosh Adam, is that the way we should learn all the Pesukim that we've learned in today's Shir? So Tosfos says, of course not. We don't say Dibre Torah Kolosh Bnei Adam, that's the way the Torah expresses itself, only in a case where there is no other way to explain the Pasuk. But if there's a way to explain the Pasuk, it's preferable not to say Dibre Torah Kolosh Bnei Adam. The Torah says, regarding a loan, Kusayach Tiftach Hashat Chaloi V'Havet Havetena Dei Machsar Shech Shaloi. Only in a case where the loiver doesn't have a source of income. Ve'ena roitzel esparnes, and he doesn't want to take stock from you, omrachmona. That's where the Torah says, ten labederach aval, lend him the money. However, yesh loy, but if somebody has income, ve'ena roitzel esparnes, he doesn't want to take stock from his own money, he wants to take stock of an ayin, tamalayim betavitayim akamakam, we should give him stock no matter what. Ask the Gemara, Shim Dama, Yesh Loi, if somebody has money, Veni Roitzel Esparnes, Ein Eskokan Loi, we don't lend the money, Tavetena Lomeli, and it's the Gemara, Dibetar Kolosh Bnei Adam. We learned in the Mishnah, Hay Batam Nasela, if the person who's doing Hashavas Aveda will now not be able to work and he'll lose that income, Lo Yoyim Loi Tenli Sela, Al Nois Loi Skara Kepoy A Bottle, and we had the Machlok Srashi and Taisis what that means. Nois Loi Skara Kepoy A Bottle, what does that mean? My kapoy bottle, I'm a buy kapoy bottle, shows the malach the bottle, and we take in consideration what is his salary. And from here we learn the halacha is that hashavas aveda, for example, let's say a person that is not earning money in that time, you're not allowed to get paid for the mitzvah of hashavas aveda. And not only are you not allowed to get paid for the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, the Machna Frayim says that the Mishnah teaches, that the Rosh said that if somebody wants to give you a reward for Shavas Aveda, then the halacha is that you're not supposed to take it. However, the Chashuki Chemed says that that there are two cases where you're allowed to take. One is that if they want to encourage people to do Hashavas Aveda. And if a person is going to get a reward, that's going to encourage others to do Hashavas Aveda, then maybe under those circumstances, you're allowed to take a reward. And the other case is that if you found something that was lost by somebody, and by you finding it, you save that individual a lot of time, heartache, and headache, of going to look for it by himself. So when you're taking payment, you're not taking payment for the Shavas Aveda. What you're taking payment for is for what you save that person time and money in looking for the object. So that's not called that you're taking schar for the mitzvah Shavas Aveda. That means you're taking payment that you save that person needing to spend money to find Aveda. Then again, you will be allowed to take payment.